Hi, it's Astrid, your oily genie in a bottle. How are you? You might know me from Heal Me in the Kitchen. Thanks for tuning in. This is a fun little podcast about how to create wellness, oil-infused style. I had a dream. When I was sick, I wished I was well. Then, after I got better, I wished I could spread encouragement out to more people. Sometimes I just can't contain myself about connecting with people who needs that nudge. So I created this podcast to reach you as we link arms and march towards a wellness sunset. Let's start dreaming together.
A brief disclaimer. This podcast may offer wellness information for educational purpose only. These are in no way replacement words from medical professionals. Always check with your medical team for proper advice, diagnoses, or treatment.
Hi, it's Astrid. It is episode number 3. Now, this episode is... I've learned so much already since the last 2 episodes. And I am finally ready and at a really good headspace to sit down and chat with you guys. So this episode, I am going to talk about a bunch of things that's been happening to me. I got really sick, as in I got this really horrible bad cold that hit me and hit a household. Of course, it starts with hitting the house first. And I've been diffusing, I've been doing all the things, but the truth is I was so run down and so pushing myself that all hell had to break loose. I had to get really sick. And it was definitely a lesson for me to learn from. So today I really want to talk about self-neglect. A few things, actually. I want to talk about from self-neglect, which I have to admit that that's basically what I was doing, to self-love, because that's important. You know, I can talk about self-love all I can, but if I'm not practicing it, I get sick, and that is exactly what happened. There's also something, have you guys heard of the term FOMO? Stands for fear of missing out. So today I also want to talk about FOMO. From FOMO to JOMO, and share a little bit more about what JOMO stands for. It's amazing. I'm so glad I discovered it. From constantly pushing through and soldiering up to realizing what my self-limits are. Everybody has limits, and it's okay. We all need to figure out our own groove. All right, so let's start with the oil of the day. Today, I've chosen a blend called Acceptance. How fitting is that? Acceptance, I'm just reading this from the product guide. It contains coriander, geranium oils. Acceptance encourages feelings of self-worth when used aromatically. Tell me about it. So the ingredients in this oil, just quickly read this. It's sweet almond oil, frankincense, royal Hawaiian sandalwood. That's one of my weakness. Geranium, so uplifting. Blue tansy, neroli, coriander, bergamot, ylang ylang, citrus, hystrix. That's an interesting one. Blue cypress, divana, jasmine. Oh, I will buy anything with jasmine in it. Basically, I will buy any blend that has jasmine and the sandalwood. German, chamomile, rose. Oh my gosh. Grapefruit, tangerine, spearmint, lemon, and akatea. Holy, wow. It's like, you know, I was using it just because I figure I grabbed it. It's the intention. I need to accept what's going on. And I honestly had no idea that it's got so many amazing singles in there. So check it out if you are looking for some acceptance in your life. So fall arrived. And I thought, you know, we're doing great. We had a great summer. And I just kept going. And then what happened? Someone brought home the germies. One of the kids did. And then it just went through the house. And I was just, you know, keeping on and just doing all the things that I usually do, oiling up. But what I was lacking was self-care. I thought I was just going to keep going and going, and just like the Energizer Bunny, why don't I just push right through, keep soldiering on. And nope. What happens is when self-care lacks, I get sick. And this time, it was definitely a lesson I had to learn, because it hit me really hard. Yes, it was just a cold, but the recovery, I haven't really been this sick for a long time. And it was very annoying, because my ego was just like, I can't just bounce back. Like, what do you mean? Like, just give it like 3 days and I'll just bounce back? No, it was also very humbling. So what I had to do is just kind of look inward and think about what is going on. And hence, you know, this podcast. I'm just really excited about sharing my experience with you. Are you one of those people who just think you can just keep going and going and do all the things? Well, if you are, then this episode is for you. Now, my immune system was obviously very taxed. And I think with me trying to keep pushing and pushing has something to do with the fact that my younger son is at the age where my older son was when I was really sick with my IBD, with my ulcerative colitis. And maybe subconsciously, I had this feeling of mom guilt, maybe, that, you know, the older guy had to really step up and take care of the younger brother and do all kinds of things that most 9-year-olds probably didn't have to. And so I found that I was almost like overcompensating and trying to do more and to make up for lost time, my ability to be a mom. So I think that was really one of the main reasons, and just keep pushing and pushing. And what I've learned is that when we are constantly stimulated, and that this counts for things like when we are, you know, trying to push ourselves, and there are all these dings and pings and all these things and alerts that we have to answer to. There's a term that a friend of mine talked about. She calls it down-regulating. And to me, that means we just need to kind of shut things down and take things down a notch and slow down, slow right down, and really listen to what our bodies need, our minds need, our souls need. So that is a big lesson I had to learn. And of course, I had to get really sick to learn that, because otherwise I'm not going to listen. Are you one of these people who just won't listen unless something hits you in the head? So in the beginning of the episode, I talked about there's something called FOMO. You know, if people are like fear of missing out. And I know, especially with social media, FOMO is definitely a thing. The fear of not being in the right place or not doing all the things everybody else is doing. I guess in the old days, we would just call it peer pressure, but FOMO, I actually didn't hear that acronym until recently. But there's something else that I'm embracing, which is called JOMO. That's JOMO, and it stands for the joy of missing out. So it's definitely the joy, and I'm embracing it, but I don't think it's actually missing out, because missing out has that negative connotation to it, and I find that it's the joy of really finding and listening what your limits are, our personal limits, and that's a beautiful thing. So the joy of arriving and just being okay, that's what I've been working on, JOMO. Now, self-neglect. oh, that's a hard one for even to say, that I was neglecting myself. And I really was. And it was a hard pill to swallow that I was neglecting myself. I'm not a superwoman and I can't do it all. So again, I had to get really sick to realize that. And I was in denial that I was neglecting myself. Self-neglect to self-care. And again, I have to thank this amazing teenager I have. I'll tell you a little bit about him and self-care. He's like the king of Epsom salt baths. I might have mentioned this before, maybe on my social media. But he is someone who, he takes pride in running a bath, putting enough Epsom salt in there. And then he would invite everybody. He's just like, I'm going to run a bath. Okay, don't get me wrong, but we don't have like one bath for the entire family because we don't have a big enough bathtub. But he just becomes the advocate of, does anybody want to jump into this amazing bath? And it's just going to kind of like solve the world's problem. He feels much better afterwards. So one night he said that he was going to run a bath and I said, that's great, I'm going to go in it. And that was actually the beginning of my recovery. Now, when I was trying to do all the things, my mind just could not stop. So trying to slow down or trying to take a nap is really difficult for me. However, I find when I'm in the bath, especially in the nice Epsom salt bath, I actually started adding some baking soda in there. And of course oils. Yeah, do you guys do that? Do you guys add oils in your Epsom salt before putting it into the bath? Because you know what happens is the oils, I know I'm going sidetracked, the oils actually won't be just floating around on the top because, you know, oils and water don't mix. So if you add it actually into the Epsom salt, the Epsom salt becomes almost like a carrier. It helps disperse the oils as the Epsom salt dissolves in the water so you won't get a layer of oils floating on top of the bath water. You know, taking a bath, it was great because I can almost, not really falling asleep because I don't promote, you know, I don't think that people should be sleeping in the bath because it might be a safety thing. But I can really get into, you know, I don't even need to, like, I don't need a book. I don't need anything. I literally just, I guess I've been so wound up. I got into the bath. It's the nice and the heat and the oils and the Epsom salt. Amazing magnesium. The best absorption is through your skin. And I can just really relax. So if you're one of those people whose mind's always racing because there's always something to do, something to answer to, try the Epsom salt bath. And I've been doing this actually every night. And every single night, I've noticed that my recovery, just I'm feeling better. Again, this cold hit me so hard. The only thing that I would suggest is really the Epsom salt bath. You can get Epsom salt at any drugstores. Yeah, so that's one of the things that you can definitely do. And if you don't have the time for like a 20-minute Epsom salt soak, make a foot bath. Benefit from getting some of the oils, lots of the magnesium through the largest pores on your body, which is in the bottom of your feet, and pamper yourself. Pampering, it should be incorporated into your daily. There, Epsom salt bath. Go from self-neglect to self-care because that's important.
There you go. That's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining me. If someone sent you here to learn about Young Living essential oils, I am so grateful for that. Please check back with them. However, if you're new to oils, I'd be happy to help you get started in an oil-infused lifestyle. It'll be great for you to experience the oils firsthand. Please contact me at oilygenie@astridfox.com or reach me through any of my social media platforms. In the meantime, keep your oily bottles in hand and may your wellness wish come true.